Hey, what's up? This is Ana Luisa with a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So, picture this. There's a new blockbuster out in the theaters. What's a blockbuster? That's a movie that makes millions of people go watch it and that makes tons of money. Think Harry Potter, Avatar, Transformers, those were all blockbusters. So, back to the story. Imagine that there's a new blockbuster at the theaters and everyone's talking about it. Every time you turn around, there's a magazine cover, an interview with the lead actor, a photo, or someone saying that they've watched it and loved it. So, not surprisingly, your expectations for this movie begin to mount. In the beginning, you were not that interested. But you've heard so much from your sister, your friends, and your coworkers that now you're not only curious, but you can't wait to go see this movie. By now, you have high expectations for this movie. You are convinced that you're gonna have such a great time at the theater. You buy your ticket online in advance, you choose the best seat in the house, and you don't even tell your friends that you're going, because you don't want to hear your friends chit-chatting throughout the movie. No, you want to give this movie your complete and undivided attention. You are so sure you're going to have the time of your life. Can your expectations get any higher? Not likely. The state I just described is a state of high expectations, very high expectations, right? Sometimes our high expectations are met. And everyone's happy. But very often we have high expectations for something and we end up disappointed. Why? Because we've built this thing up in our minds. We've imagined something based on other people's opinions and that doesn't always correspond to reality, or we realize that we have a different opinion. So if you go into a movie or into a play with high expectations, let's say that there's a good chance you may be disappointed. Sometimes you go to a restaurant with high expectations. Sometimes we sign up for a course or buy a computer with high expectations. Now, some people say it's better to always have low expectations in general about everything. This way, you never get disappointed. What do you think? I think this is hard to control, and sometimes my expectations are high and sometimes they're low. When I began this website, I had low expectations. I wanted to see it grow a little bit. I thought it would be cool if some people came by and if I made a little money with ads. But the truth is, Inglês Online grew beyond my highest expectations. So there's an example of something I had low expectations for, my website. Sort of low expectations, not that low. And here's an expression that is somewhat related to expectations. Measure up. Measure up. So let's say you went to see the blockbuster and you had such high expectations that after the movie ended, you were left with a feeling of, is that it? That's the movie everyone's talking about? You were less than impressed. You weren't all that impressed. You expected a whole lot more out of this movie based on all the buzz. Now that you've seen it, you realize that this movie didn't measure up. It did not measure up to your expectations. It didn't measure up to what you were expecting. I guess in Portuguese we could say, não ficou à altura. The movie didn't measure up to your expectations. We can use didn't measure up or doesn't measure up for lots of things. For example, you love the Harry Potter movies 1 through 5, but you think 6 and 7 didn't measure up to the previous episodes. There's a great Chinese restaurant in your neighborhood and the owner opened a new restaurant near your office. You tried it, but you thought the new place doesn't measure up to the old one. Your boss, who you admire very much, left the company and now there's a new boss, and you think he doesn't measure up. In all of these examples, we are comparing something to something else that we like, And that thing or that person is not measuring up. We think it is not as good as the previous one. All right, so what are your examples? When was the last time you had low expectations for something? Or the opposite, you had high expectations for something, but the real thing didn't measure up. Talk to you next time.